A round of advice to be given out momentarily. People need advice. If you need some, call it in. 1-800-947-3979. Text it in if you want. Or if it's longer form, feel free to email it. This one, I'm not going to say from where. It could hurt somebody's feelings. Hi, guys. My husband of the last 4 years always has had a really bad ass smell when we have sex.
Oh,
it is bad. Mm. How would you feel if your significant other told you about Mando?
Mando.
Since it's whole body deodorant. Well, I love Mando, and I threw some on today. But I will tell you that it sounds like your husband needs to wash his ass better.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some issues there. Or he needs to eat better. Like, if it's just, like, constantly emanating from within.
I would want to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not want the person I love constantly trying to ignore a horrific scent every time that we have sex. Now I'm just hoping my phone doesn't buzz.
Chances are he knows. I mean, I'm sure he smells it too.
I wonder
if he's like, is he a really big dude?
I mean,
some people are clueless though. Yeah. Like some people don't know what they smell like, or they're so used to themselves that they think it's normal. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, you hate to make somebody feel bad, but also it would be fine to go, hey, look, I mean, I like having sex with you. However, something's got to give here.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't have to.
Something's wrong with you.
You shouldn't have to deal with that every time.
No, I mean, that's an uncomfortable conversation to have. But sometimes you have to have those conversations with people you are intimate with.
I guess to the lady writing in, would you want him to tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were not so fresh down there, but you wanted him there, he would have to tell you. Right? I mean, like, hey, look. I don't mind being there, but
my ex had no sense of smell, none at all. He'd lost it years and years and years before I'd met him. And he would ask me because he would go and do a yoga class and then need to go back into the office for whatever reason or whatever he had to do. Mm-hmm. And he would ask, if I smell, please tell me. And I'm like, yeah, obviously. I would. Why wouldn't I tell you smell like butthole?
Right.
If somebody just ignored that for me, I'd be so sad with them. Like, please tell me I stink.
Right.
Please. I remember when I was trying that natural deodorant and Holly was like, yeah, you smell like onions sometimes. That's best friend stuff right there. You know, if you're dating somebody and they can't tell you that you smell, that's not good.
Yeah, you got to be able to. You've got to, you know.
Let's see. Oh, I want to share this other. Someone sent a text regarding the person trying to decide whether to go see dad, relatable in their life. My brother and I did the exact opposites with my dad. He cut off contact when my dad was passing away, and I tried that proverbial one more time. Sucks for both of us because I got effed over and was close enough to be hurt when he died. My brother regrets not trying. There was no right answer for us. And he's saying there probably isn't for anyone. So that's a good point from someone who's had to deal with it.
Yeah, sometimes I mean it's you don't know what you're gonna get. You might get the closure you're looking for. You might be left just hating it anyway, just like that. So
yeah, what's gonna be easier to live with?
It would be easier for me to live with. At least I tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got hurt again, and my feelings got hurt, but at least I tried.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got over it once, you get over it again.
How about this one? Hey, guys, love the show and all of you, but I need some advice. I just feel like nothing to my wife. She doesn't cook, doesn't help clean, takes advantage of me. And I love my wife and my kids, but at what point do you say enough is enough? Either things change or I step away from the marriage. I feel so close to death that it might be easier. Oh. I work 10-hour days and still have to come home, cook, pick up the house, and take care of the kids. What do you guys think?
Tough situation. She might have some kind of depression happening or something.
That's what I was going to say. She might, because that does happen where somebody gets depressed and they just stop doing things.
Mm-hmm. Especially if she did do things and then stopped. I mean, if she's always been lazy, then that's a whole different thing. But if it's been kind of a dwindling off where it feels like you're doing all the work and she's not doing anything.
Here's the part where I think some of us run into the wrong path, and this would have been me at certain points, a lot of points in my life, Rather than addressing it directly, I would have made sarcastic side comments, hoping it would be what I used to think jokingly was corrective sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we've all done it.
Sure.
But instead saying, hey, it is hard for me when I come home from work after all this time, and then I have to do all of this other stuff, and I'm just wondering if you could do more, and if not, maybe explain to me why you couldn't. Whereas that might be a good approach that would allow them to answer and open up a discussion. I did the other thing, and it maybe didn't help. Mm-hmm. At least I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I was not in that same situation, but you get the idea.
Sure. It's easy to get.
So I think I would start with a real and direct conversation, and then if nothing happens, then I think it's certainly plausible that it might be better for you to move on. Because if you really are going to be doing everything, you might as well be on your own and happy.
Right.
Because right now, you're already doing everything and you're supporting this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I would want them to have a chance to fix it, because maybe they don't know that they've fallen into that spot.
Yeah, if you're married, you're married for a reason. So give them a chance. But I mean, if that's just who they are now and fallen out of love, hell of a lot easier just to do that for yourself versus carrying some dead weight around.
Right. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Please keep me anonymous. We will. Longtime listener, occasional advice seeker. My husband is naturally loud. I ask him to use his inside voice often, but in the bedroom, he has consistently been getting louder. 20 years ago or so, when he was quieter, we rented from his family and they knocked on the thin walls. Now we're in a small townhouse. I can hear the neighbor's TV or vacuum, so I know they can hear him. Growing up, my daughter was always concerned that mom's back hurt again because of the occasional quiet moaning. She eventually realized it's him. I tried to plan sex around the kids being out of the house. Now his moans are basically screams. Twice recently, I've gotten late-night texts from the now adultish children asking him to be quiet mid-action.
Oh,
God. He says it's on me because I'm so amazing he can't help it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Though he's silent for self-pleasure. He occasionally tries to stay quiet, but it's rare and forgotten in the heat of the moment. I really enjoy myself, but it kind of kills the mood to shush him every 30 seconds because I'm a private person who doesn't want the neighbors and, more important, my family to know every time.
Well, sure.
And there's no such thing as a quickie. This goes on for 30-plus minutes at a time. He's also listening, so give it to him honestly. Do we buy everyone, including me, some earplugs, or do I just suck it up because he's an amazing guy?
No, just tone it down, man. I mean, seriously, like, you can have sex without making crazy sex noises. Don't get me wrong. When it's good and it's great, you know, whatever, it's like, I like hearing noises. I like making noises.
Yeah, that's more fun.
When you're in your own space, your own home or whatever, but you're sharing a wall, people can hear you, you have family members. You can tone it down. It's like the guys that go into a public bathroom and take a number two and like make huge grunts and everything. You don't need to make those noises. You just don't. Yeah. But there's some guys that are just like, you go, I push too. And
yeah, you're not having a baby, man.
Yeah, it's yeah.
You're not
exactly
doing Lamas. Kelly and Maitland, do women do that? Down. Are there women that go into the women's restroom and go?
It's more of a like, kind of a like that, a little bit, like a little grunt, or once it finally comes out and you hear like a fart and then a plop or something, then they go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a sigh of relief. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
I get sigh of relief.
But we've definitely heard the guys that are like, ooh, showtime.
It's a lot of the same guys that go to a gym, the lunk alarm guys.
Yeah.
You go, shut up.
Yeah. Like, everybody knows you're lifting something.
With sex, I think it's also fun when people are home to have to be quiet.
Sometimes
there's more fun in that versus like, oh my God, now that you're being so loud, all I can think about is, are other people here? It takes away from
right.
the moment.
If you're taking your partner out of it, you're doing it wrong.
Like, I don't know, put something over his mouth.
That was going to be, maybe start experimenting with like ball gags and stuff.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Just shut him up.
Yeah, just take it down a notch. Like Kelly said, I mean, there's something that can be really fun about knowing that you aren't supposed to make noise, too.
Yeah.
Like, we can't let anybody hear.
Yeah, that's how you have giggly sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when you're, you know, if you're like in a dating situation, or even if you're married and you're staying at your parents' house or something and you go, okay, we have to be quiet.
Yeah.
It'll be weird if my parents hear us. Like, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, people that say they can't control themselves with that, I don't know. You got a problem. Everyone can control themselves.
All right. Somebody has some serious advice they need to help with their kids. Okay. We have a lot of kids on this show.
Okay.
I mean, and they age all the way from, you know, 3 to 16. So we know everything.
Okay.
Just kidding. None of us know what we're doing.
The answer usually doesn't hit them, but we'll see what you have to say.
Hey, guys, I need advice on how to get my kid to stop yelling, Mando, in the middle of the store. I did it once when I found it and bought it. I love it, by the way. But now, every time we go to the store, the kids keep yelling, Mando!
Mando!
I don't understand why you want them to stop, honestly.
I don't either. I mean, what, do you want them to get into drugs?
That's the only choice. Yell Mando. Or yeah. Smoke crack cocaine.
Yeah, right now, as far as we can tell, it might be circumstantial. However, right now, doing that is keeping them off drugs.
A lot of people in the responding to the person whose husband is too loud during sex. Still saying, oh my God, loud moaners are an instant turnoff. When it's so loud, it sounds like it has to be fake. Come on, no one wants that. Mm-hmm. Get him a ball gag, duct tape his face, put a pillow over his head till he's dead. That one's a little aggressive.
Oh, wow, that's sick. Yeah.
My wife is very loud, this person writes from Nashville. So loud once during sex, we got a call from the neighbor making sure she was okay.
Man.
We do not live in an apartment.
You know, vocal cords are the brake lines of the throat, so you could just cut those.
Yeah.
We haven't had to tell anybody to cut their brake lines in quite a while.
No, it's a while, but you're right.